Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Commerce Committee had a focus on the media when, among its business for the week, it held a financial review of Radio New Zealand and heard from its chairman, Richard Griffin. He defended the government's public broadcasting policy.
I have no reason to doubt, despite the politics involved, that Jonathan Coleman or Bill English or even the Prime Minister have a determination to try and kill off public broadcasting. They believe in it.
What about Stephen Joyce?
Mr. Griffin said he was not accountable to Stephen Joyce, who is the Minister of Communications.
I do know, though, that the Prime Minister, Bill English and Jonathan are all people who not only listen to public broadcasting and Radio New Zealand in particular, but believe in it.
But they may say they believe in it, but they're not doing anything about it.
Mr. Griffin also wanted to ensure the committee of his own commitment to public radio.
Public broadcasting in a civilised community such as ours is an absolute number one essential. Any suggestion that the board or even me as an individual enthusiastic about commercialising radio in New Zealand really is a nonsense.
Also on the committee's agenda on Thursday was a financial review of the Broadcasting Standards Authority. The committee heard from BSA chairman Peter Radich, who said broadcasting standards were due for a revamp.
We have long held the view that there does need to be a comprehensive readdressing of the legislative and regulatory environment in which we're operating. The Broadcasting Act was passed in 1989 when David Longhi retired and Geoffrey Palmer became Prime Minister, and hasn't been substantially changed since then.
Mr. Radich also addressed a recent court decision concerning the television programme Home and Away.
The Home and Away programme had some young woman getting on top of a guy and doing all this sort of business, and we thought, hang on,
he'll kill us after half past eight.
we can't have that. The broadcaster said and went before Justice Asher and said, look, these people are just not in touch with reality. That the sort of thing that they've objected to is in programs everywhere, it's in magazines, it's all over the place. And Justice Asher said, no, it ought not to be.
Mr. Radich appreciated Justice Asher's ruling.
That's quite a helpful landmark decision to us because it gives us some confirmation that we've got a foundation for what we're endeavouring to say.
Among other business this week, the Māori Language Commission was up before the Māori Affairs Select Committee on Wednesday, undergoing an annual financial review. Speaking to that committee was Commission Chairman Irima Henare, who was pleased that more businesses were getting behind the promotion of Māori language.
This coming year, for instance, with Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, Māori Language Week, we have Progressive Enterprises have rejoined us again along with Air New Zealand, and now we've been joined by The Warehouse. So more and more people are coming on board, private sector driven support of Māori language awareness and Māori language regeneration.
Mr. Henare said it was time Māori language legislation was updated.
Recently a survey of Greater New Zealand, 39% saying that te reo should be compulsory in schools. So the mood has changed, therefore I think it's time to relook the legislation and to make it current with the mood change that has occurred, keeping with it the very good aspects that relate to promotion, monitoring, and building on them by building capacity to do that.
Māori Language Commission Chairman Irima Henare. Also on Wednesday, the Education and Science Committee heard from Associate Education Minister Rodney Hyde, there to give a briefing on a review of special education services.
I was astonished to learn on taking on this role that the Education Review Office had found that 50% of schools were not doing a good job in providing for students with special needs. And when you think about it, it should be none.
And despite having only taken up the special education portfolio last year, Mr. Hyde said he was committed to the cause.
People like me, where I was 6 months ago, had never been exposed. Right? And now I'm, of course, the fiercest advocate because I've seen it. It's been the greatest pleasure of my parliamentary life to get involved with special needs because it's been such a wonderful shock.
Associate Education Minister Rodney Hyde briefing the Education and Science Committee on the review of special education services on Wednesday. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.